Yo, 皆さん、漫画先生ポッドキャストへようこそ。 Hey everybody, welcome to the 漫画先生 podcast. As always, I am John Sensei, your writer and guider into the language of Japanese. And today we're talking about a super cool, awesome Japanese particle. So I noticed kind of going back, so I almost hit a year. Coming September 6th, I will hit my initial year in Japanese, and I've started to notice a lot of things that I haven't done. Kind of looking back at all of the different ground points that I've hit, and I've noticed I've missed a lot of really simple ones. So today, we're going to be talking about a very simple and very, very useful Japanese phrase. Now, what does a phrase count as Japanese? A phrase in Japanese is something that combines at least two particles and then a noun or a verb in between. So at least going to be three different parts of speech. In this case, this phrase that we're going to be talking about is with. Now, this with doesn't necessarily mean I ate this with this, okay? That is not this with that we're talking about. Remember that just because it makes sense in English doesn't necessarily that it means it makes sense in Japanese. This with that I'm talking about is a with as in with another person or together. This is the word To isho. Now there's a long sh sound there. Isho ni. To isho ni means together. So for example, if I say, Watashi to imoto to isho ni, Amerika ni ikimashita. So watashi would be I, to would be and, imoto would be my little sister. I'm always talking about my little sister. And if Miranda, if you are listening, hi, I love you. And then to isho ni would be with my little sister, because the to is marking with whom I'm going. Amerika would be America. Ni would be the direction, so I'm going to America. Ikimashita. So I went to America with my little sister. Now you can say this, to isho ni would be together. So now this is an important part is to make sure that you don't get confused with just to. When using to isho ni is you're doing something together with someone. There is a mutual going. If I just use to, it just means at the same time, or it could mean that something is happening, but it's not mutual. We're both doing this together. I didn't take my little sister. We went together because Miranda is awesome and she would totally go with me anywhere I wanted to go. So it's going to not only do it, but we do it at the same time and together, all right? Let's do another sentence. For example, if I said, boku to kekkon shita, Christine, to kekkon shita, I married Christine. However, if I said, Christine to isho ni kekkon shita, mean I got married together at the same time. We mutually got married. It would be the proper way to say that you got married, because it's not a one-way street. It's not we got married. You can say that, but it's not as proper. And if we're going to use prescriptive grammar in this case, or if we're going to use supposedly correct how Japanese people would speak, to isho ni would be the